You are about to listen to the undiluted word of God, taught by Pastor Chidiebere Nwokocha, Senior Pastor of Kingdom Disciples Assembly, a man known for his strong passion for leadership, growth, and kingdom discipleship. Listen and be impacted.
This is the season of Christmas. Indeed, 2 days to Christmas. And I feel we should talk about the birth of our Lord Jesus, but from a different perspective. Praise the Lord. And the title of the sermon is Wise Men Seek Jesus. Wise Men Seek Jesus. Is there any wise man in the house? Is there any wise man in the house? Praise the Lord. Not just wise men in mouth, also in deed. Wise men seek Jesus. If you look at the book of Psalm 14, it says that the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. Praise the Lord. So it's only wise men that seek Jesus. And our key scripture for today is taken from Matthew 2:1-17, and I read. Now, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judah, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, in Bethlehem of Judea. For thus it is written by the prophet, and thou Bethlehem in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. Then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search diligently for the young child, and when ye have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also. And when they had heard the king, they departed. And lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. Praise the Lord. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. And when they were departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, arise and take the young child and his mother and flee into Egypt, and be thou there until I bring thee word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. When he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night and departed into Egypt, and was there until the death of Herod, that might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, out of Egypt have I called my son. Then Herod, when he saw that he was mocked of the wise men, was exceeding wroth, and sent forth and slew all the children that were in Bethlehem and in all the coasts thereof, from 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had diligently inquired of the wise men. Then was fulfilled that which was spoken by Jeremy the prophet. I'll stop there. Praise the Lord. Now, but the key thing that I see in this story, this is another Christmas season. Praise the Lord. This is a season of celebration. Most of us are getting ready to travel. Some have already traveled, right? Praise the Lord. They've already traveled. This is a season we'll give thanks, we'll give gifts, you know. And a lot of us are caught up in all kinds of activity. If you go all over the country, all over the world now, people are preparing for Christmas. Praise the Lord. You know, some people who stay idle, they didn't do anything. Then, suddenly, it's Christmas season. And they want to now walk and get what they didn't get throughout the whole year. And in the process, people do all kinds of things for Christmas. Do you know some people will steal in this season for Christmas? Do you know that some people will kill in this season for Christmas? Do you know that some people will sleep with people they're not supposed to sleep with because of what? Christmas. So people do all kinds of crazy stuff, praise the Lord, in the name of celebrating Christmas. And one thing it tells me is that people most times don't even understand the reason for this season. They don't understand the reason for the season. All kinds of things are happening. I don't know what is happening in the system right now. A lot of killings are taking place. Young people, they call them Yahooplos. They kill people to do ritual so they can have money. Praise the Lord. All kinds of things. You know, the one that pained me the other day was a third year student. Was it third year or first year student in Delta State University? Was looking for accommodation. And young people, what year? Third year, yes. Looking for accommodation, and young people conspired and killed her. So they can do rituals for money. And of course, they were caught. What was the essence of all that? So they can celebrate Christmas. I want to show them, prepare them, gang. This Christmas, I'm coming with a G-Wag. And they will know that I have arrived. So after G-Wag, what was the next? Or this Christmas, when I come and spray money, they will know I have arrived. Then after that, what next? People are doing all kinds of things to celebrate Christmas. You know, as I started reflecting, the wise men were busy looking for Jesus. But the strange thing that, you know, happened was that the people who were supposed to know that it was time for Jesus to be born, we're not even aware. They were busy doing other things, just like today. Just like today. The wise men came from the east. Of course, they were wise. And that was why I use that scripture in Psalm 14. 1. The fool says he said there is no God, right? Then the wise man says there is God. But it's one thing to know that God exists, and it's another thing for you to now begin to seek this God. It's another thing now for you to begin to walk in his ways according to what he has planned for you and I. These wise men were not told their nationality or how many they were or the country where they came from. But they were seeking after the Messiah. And anyone who has come in here this morning, I strongly believe in my heart that you have come to seek Jesus. Praise the Lord. It doesn't matter where you came from. It doesn't matter your background. It doesn't matter what you've been through. Praise the Lord. That's one thing you have in common with the wise men. We don't know where they came from. They said the east. When you say east, it's very big. They didn't know a particular country. Some of us have come from different places. Praise the Lord. And we have come to do what? Seek Jesus. But then, when Jesus was born, prophecies had gone out years, centuries, hundreds of years ahead before Christ came. But at some point, they have given up in expecting the Messiah. Those in Israel, those in Bethlehem, they are giving up. But some people somewhere, we are determined to find out about this prophecy that the Messiah will be born. So they started studying science, started studying signs to find out what time. Praise the Lord. Why do you think God sent them the star? Nobody in Bethlehem saw the star. Even when they came to see Herod, the star disappeared. Praise the Lord. Because they were the ones who were eagerly waiting, searching, looking for when the Messiah will come. And God saw the desires of their hearts and gave them the star to lead them to the king. Praise the Lord. Today, while wise men are looking for Jesus, just like people in Bethlehem, you know, even when Jesus was to be born, they went to the inn. They said there's no room in the inn. I can imagine the innkeeper or the manager of the inn looking down at Mary and Joseph. I don't blame you. In this season, the way you're looking, Tata and Haggard, I want to give you a room. There's no room, I beg, go. And the Mary will have been in her season. Don't you understand? I'm carrying the Messiah. Don't you understand? This is appointed time to give birth. Praise the Lord. And the inn man, because he was not sensitive in the spirit, because he was not searching, because he was not looking forward to the Messiah coming, said there was no room in the inn. And so many other people were busy. And the Messiah found a place in the manger. So the people are chasing money, as if money is the end of it. Truth of the matter is that there will be another Christmas by the grace of God. Praise the Lord. People are chasing money, power, fun, authority, men, women, all kinds of crazy things are happening just to celebrate Christmas. But in all this, only very few people are actually celebrating Christmas because of the actual reason for Christmas. Now in this season, as you plan to celebrate, what do you have in mind? Praise the Lord. These wise men, first of all, they were wise. You know, and they saw the most important person on earth, Jesus Christ. What are you seeking? A lot of people are going through all kinds of challenges. You know, on Friday, they released, it was Friday or during the week, the statistics that about 20 point something million Nigerians are out of job. Yesterday, a popular company fired about 2,600. Another one is fired about 1,600. Praise God. Things are getting tough. All of us are doing crazy things even in this season. But this is when your faith will also be tested. And that's why I said there will be another Christmas. What are you celebrating? Even if you're not celebrating, what does this season mean to you? Is it a season to mourn? Is it a season to ask God questions? Why don't I have that kind of dreamt of, or that house I wanted to build, or that job? Some people will do some crazy things in this Christmas. But the question is, are there wise men in the house? Wise men who will sit down and say, yes, Jesus is the reason for this season. Let me even sit down and seek the face of God in this period. You know, most times we'll do everything but seek the face and the will of God in the Christmas season. Praise the Lord. Now, I want us to look at the wise men. Praise the Lord. Their characteristics. First of all, they were wise. They traveled several miles in search of Jesus. They saw his star. They came to worship him. The search was not hidden. Even Herod heard and was troubled. The wise men also, they understood the times. First thing you learn about these people that they are, first of all, wise men. Praise the Lord. That means they spend their time in search of knowledge. They spend time in the presence of God. Praise the Lord. They were seeking to know. You know the problem that we have in this part of the country, or rather the whole world these days, everybody is looking for a ready-made solution. Praise the Lord. That's why we have wait and take picture. Boom, you wait, you collect it, right? That's why we have drive-through eateries. Instead of entering the restaurant to visit and eat, he said, as I'm passing, just give it to me. Praise the Lord. Everybody is in a haste. Nobody wants to spend time to seek knowledge. Praise the Lord. The wise men, they understood the time and season. They were wise men. They studied. How many people here read their Bibles? I was celebrating Christmas. Some people have not opened their Bible from January to December. And if you see their preparation for Christmas, who are you celebrating? Why you don't know? You're only trying to have fun. Praise the Lord. The wise men studied the signs and times. They knew it was time for the Messiah to come, and they studied. There are many believers in the house today who don't even know about Jesus Christ. They just want to come and have a ready-made solution. They're going through crisis, but because they don't want to spend time in the place of prayer, in the place of finding the word of God, they are like the blind man looking, trying to touch the elephant. Praise the Lord. The wise men studied. They were wise. Is there any wise man in the house here? Can you spend this period to say, Lord Jesus Christ? Yes. I want to have a better relationship with you. I want to understand you more. What do you have for me in this season? You know, sometimes believers think it's only when you have material things that you are blessed. No. We are all blessed in Christ. Are you telling me that that poor person who died in poverty but who knows Jesus is not blessed? It's because we're looking at our blessings in terms of material things. He said, Abraham, I will bless thee. I will bless your children, your generation. Abraham didn't live to see, but Abraham sees it in eternity. Praise the Lord. We are all blessed. But because we're looking for this material thing, we're chasing it, we have lost focus of what the season is all about. How many of us have spent time to even pray this season? How many of us have spent time to even intercede for other people? Everybody is after what they can get. These guys were wise. They sought Jesus. Wise men seek Jesus. Praise the Lord. They understood the time and season. Because of their study, they understood their timing and their season. You know the problem that we have here? Because of our search for a quick solution. You know, if somebody come in and I said, tell you your phone number, praise the Lord. Tell you what you wore yesterday. You will faint, right? You say, hey, any other thing he says, you will believe. Do you know that the pastor, the general overseer, the bishop, they have the same access to God, just like you. And because a lot of people have understood, people are gullible, praise the Lord. There are genuine people, right? But there are a lot of fake in town. They now use spirit of divination to manipulate the people. Spirit of divination, they be able to peep. It's called peeping spirit. They peep into your destiny, peep into your past, tell you things. And many are led astray because nobody wants to spend time and seek and find Jesus. Nobody wants to spend time and understand their time and their season. Do you know that if you don't know the season that you are in, even when God is taking you out to a new season, you will not know. If you don't know where you are, if you don't know where you are going, even when, that means any car that comes your way, you enter. Like the way I always explain it. If you don't know where you're going, right? And you dress well and come out at the bus stop. And instead of Joe Leba, you say, oh, you enter. They reach out and say, everybody come down. You come down. Because you don't know where you're going. They say, Kanu. You say, okay, maybe Kanu. Kanu. Oh, you enter. Meanwhile, God may be saying, my son, travel to Calabar. Because you have not spent time to hear from God and understand your time and your season, you begin to palabrate all over the place. When you get to Kanu, they say, hey, whoa, there is a party or there is a crusade or something happening in Maiduguri. Praise the Lord. And there is a bus available, you enter. So some people are in Maiduguri where their destiny is in Calabar. Am I communicating? Because they have not spent time to understand their time and their season. And you know what about life? Every one of us operate at a different level of time and season. That is why you cannot copy anybody. If you are copying me now, I may be at a different level where maybe where God wants me to be. And maybe I'm supposed to be at a different level. And that is why we need to spend time in the Word of God and understand our time and season. Because these wise men understood the time and season. 1 Chronicles 12:32. The wise men knew when and where the Messiah was to be born. 1 Chronicles 12:32. It says, and of the children of Issachar, which were men that had understanding of the times, to know what Israel ought to do, the heads of them were 200, and all their brethren were at their commandment. You know what it means here? The sons of Issachar understood the time and season. Because of this knowledge, they became leaders. They ruled over their brethren. Some of us are being ruled because we don't know where we ought to be. That's the truth. Maybe you need to spend time this season and ask God, God, yes, I've been a Christian all these years. Maybe I've been doing things in my own way. Maybe I've been following people and I ought not to follow. Lord Jesus, I want to understand, where am I supposed to be? What is my time? What is my season? Talk to me. Help me. Like we said on Wednesday, you can ask God questions, but you don't question God. That's two different things. When you ask God questions, you want to know. You are seeking for knowledge, right? You want Him to direct you. But when you question Him, you are questioning His authority. Praise the Lord. There are two different things. Maybe it is a time to sit down and say, Lord, I want to understand my time. I want to understand the season. In what season am I? What is my time? Because the moment you understand your time and your season, God will send you your star. So the wise men understood the time and season. They started seeking. Trust me, a lot of people will have been trying to find out when Jesus was to be. Because in those days, they had a lot of people who were kind of trained to find something. But these guys may have been the ones that persisted. Other ones will have searched for 1 year, gave up. 2 years, gave up. Praise the Lord. But they, in their persistence, God sent them a star to guide them. It is when you go to God and say, God, I want to know my time and season, that the guidance, the direction will come. God will surely speak. Let us use the Christmas season to reflect about our life, about our relationship with God. And tell God, God, I want to know my time and season. I want to know more about you. Open my eyes to see the perceived invisible. Open my eyes, oh, I can see the invisible. Open my ears, I can hear the inaudible. Let me know what and what I need to do. That is when you begin to do things. You say, I've seen this before. Praise the Lord. I've seen this before. Because God will have shown you, and you begin to just do what? Walk into your destiny. Somebody here will find his purpose in life in Jesus' name. The amen wasn't loud enough. If you find your purpose, if you find your purpose, other money you're looking for will come. But if I say somebody here will get a car gift today and everybody will jump up, somebody here will get a car this season. See your life. Oh Lord, have mercy. If I say that everyone will jump up, I receive it, I claim it without knowledge. That is called zeal without knowledge. Find your purpose, you'll be fulfilled. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So where are you in the scheme of things? Do you understand your time and season? They understood the time and season. Ecclesiastes 3:1-9. He said, to everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born, and a time to die. A time to plant, and a time to pluck up that which is planted. A time to kill, and a time to yield. A time to break down, and a time to build up. a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to get and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to cast away, a time to rend and a time to sew, so a time to keep silence and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace. What profit are they that walketh in that wherein elaborate? Praise the Lord. There is time for everything in life. Find your time, you find your purpose. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Find your time and your season, then you find your purpose. Therein lies your purpose. Praise the Lord. Another thing that you saw from the wise men is that they were determined and very zealous. Now when they say they traveled from the east to Bethlehem, remember there were no motor cars, right? There were no flights. Huh? There were no bicycles. No motorcycle. Now it then means they traveled through tough and hard conditions. These were desert areas. Praise the Lord. So these men will have packed their bag, even if they packed food, we don't know how long the food will last. It cost them something. They packed their bag in search of Jesus. They traveled through tough terrain. Desert. Praise the Lord. And nobody knows how long this took them. Maybe years, months. Sometimes they may need to stop in a city and walk to end, to survive, to continue their journey. You know, when you read the Bible, it just looks so smooth. I think they just packed their bag, arrived in Jerusalem, I'm looking for Jesus. Mm-mm, it wasn't like that. It may have taken them maybe 2 years, 3 years, 4 years. And they will get their place, it's so tough, and they were exposed to danger. In those days, traveling from one territory to another territory means certain danger. People could have killed them, but they still sought for Jesus. Same thing with you and I. We're running the race. We want to serve and seek Jesus at our own comfort. You come for prayer, people will give you all the reasons on earth why they cannot come. Praise the Lord. You call for people to live holy, they say, are you the only one? Somebody told me that this is my holiness preaching, that if you chase people away, I said, they better. Let us know those who are serious. They say, there is grace doctrine now. Eh? God understands. He makes us, he knows how we're wired. That is how the enemy is deceiving everybody. These men searched for Jesus. They went through tough terrain. They suffered instead of what? Just to see. Just to see what? The Messiah. And you and I, the Messiah has died for us. Some of us are still rejecting him. Some of us don't even care about him. Some of us don't even bother to seek him. Even if they come and serve in the house, we're announcing, we've done the first level of training for workers. And I'll be saying, oh, we need new set to start. We'll be announcing. Only very few people are interested. But if you say, come, this is a night of blessing, a night of decree. Come here, all your problems will be solved. This place will be full. Don't be deceived. You give your life, there's a work to be done. There is work to be what? Done. There are expectations from you. If these people who are not Christian could seek Jesus, what about you and I? The year is coming to an end. I want you to reflect. What has been your relationship with Jesus? Oh, Christmas, Christmas. Oh, jingle bells, joy to the world. You know, just go through the motions. Next year again, oh, joy to the world, jingle bells. 12 days to Christmas, all kinds of, you know, ceremony. But ask yourself, in this season, what is my relationship with Jesus? What is my relationship with Jesus? These men were very determined. Romans 10. 1 to 3. I want to bring out something from here. He said, brethren, my heart desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. This is the picture of most Christians today. They want to be called Christians. Yes. If you go out there now, maybe we'll straight here one Sunday, all of us will come out, give everybody a paper, go out, stop 10 people, ask them whether you're a Christian. They will tell you they're Christians. They will tell you the name of their denomination. Tell you how many times they go to church. But most of them don't know Jesus. It is not a title. It is not in your attendance. It is in your relationship. Praise the Lord. You see here, most people have zeal, but without what? Knowledge. These people had, the wise men had zeal, and they had knowledge. Why do I say so? The knowledge was in the searching to know that it is time for the Messiah to be born. It was what made them understand the time, right? And the season. But it was their zeal that made them go through challenges, through tough terrains to find Jesus. The average believer today, any small challenge, he has already thrown his hands in the air. Some people say they want to be workers. Any small thing, you are looking for a reason not to be in church. And you are a worker. Any small thing. Oh, I had a phone call. My waist is paining me. My hair didn't comb it very well. I didn't iron my clothes. You know, my trouser is folded. My dress, my makeup artist didn't come on time. You know, these days, if you want to go out with a woman, factor in 2 hours ahead. You know, somebody told me a story of a wedding yesterday where they were waiting for the bride for over 2 hours plus. I said, what happened? They said they came to church in the morning to do a rehearsal, left around 8. I said, I'll cause a problem now. By the time the makeup artists will arrive, praise the Lord, each person at least 30 minutes, right? Uh-huh. So if there are 5 or 6, bride and bridesmaids, that is 6 times 30. That's an hour. No, what 80 minutes was? 3 hours. Exactly what happened. So people said they were, I said, why are they coming? They're coming from Ikoyi to Lagos Island. How? Do you know what I'm saying? Nobody wants to spend time. We have zeal, but without knowledge. A lot of people come to church looking for Jesus. But when they not hear what they need to do to stay with this Jesus, they say, no, this message is tough. Let's go to where it is easy for us. Even the Babalawos is not, don't find it easy. That will tell you that this work is serious. If Babalawo says 3 a.m. in the morning, kill one chicken, pour the blood here, take 100 steps, pour the next one, spin around 5 times, pour the next one on your left, spin around 10 times, pour the other one on your right. If you take 90 steps and spin, butter! The devil will just give it to you. You cannot afford to make a mistake with the devil, right? But when Jesus said, I also have mercy for you. I also have grace for you. Just be going. I also have won the battle for you. I just wanted to show up at the battle front. I have given you victory. Just be moving. I am there with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. December. They just want wait and take. I come to church, that problem disappears. I come to church, that contract comes. The wise men were determined and very zealous. They had zeal back to what? Knowledge. Most Christians have zeal without knowledge. And if you're going to be a key person in this kingdom, if you're going to be a disciple in this kingdom, you must be prepared not only to acquire knowledge, but also back it up what? The right zeal. Praise the Lord. That was why Paul says that the Jews, the Israel, that they had zeal for God, but they didn't have knowledge. You know, Paul was even talking about himself. You know, before Paul became Paul, he was Saul, right? He had zeal, but without knowledge.
So he thought he was serving God. Even when he killed Stephen, he thought he was doing the work of God. So that was zeal without what?
Knowledge.
Until on his way to Damascus, he had an encounter with Jesus. God now said, okay, Paul, I have seen you. You have the right zeal that I want for this assignment. But I'm going to give you knowledge and I'm going to use you. You're going to work very hard for me. Eh? You see all these people that you chase all over the place. That's how they will chase you, but you're going to work very hard. I know you have the zeal. So knowledge was given unto him. Praise the Lord. The next thing that you learn about these wise men is that they were focused. Praise the Lord. They were very focused. You know what it means? If they are following a star, let's say they are traveling 250 miles, right, on foot. Some nights, the star may not show up. Praise the Lord. Some days, the star will disappear. Some days, you might even have several stars come out at the same time. So how do you now identify the particular star that you've been following? Are you with me? So it then means that they were meticulous, they were focused on the star that they were following. Jesus is the star of David. The Bible says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Hebrews 12, 1-2. We have foreseen, we are also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witness. Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth easily beset us. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and he sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. As you run this race in this season, as you run this race any other time, you have to remain focused. You have to fix your gaze on Jesus. There will be challenges. There will be those telling you, oh, you've missed it. Ah, look at you, hypocrite. You say you serve God. They will tell you all kinds of things. Focus on Jesus. The Buddha will say, hey, you're running this, you're falling. Ah, you fell. Rise up. Get up. The Bible says, a righteous man falls how many times? Seven times. And how many times does he get up? Seven times. I don't know about the eighth time. Don't fall seven times. Praise the Lord. But that's the truth. I'll be asking God, why did he stop at seven? Praise God. So, there will be distractions. They say, oh, he has fallen. Look at what he did yesterday. That was yesterday. The blood has covered that one. Praise the Lord. His mercy is new every day. Stay focused. If you've made mistake, get up. Don't stop your listening and move on. March on. Focus on that star. The star of David. It was Jesus that was leading the wise men to himself. Do you get it? It was Jesus that was saying, come, come. I'm about to come into this world as a man. God became man. Come, let me show you this miracle. Come, let me show you that has never happened before. Come, come. And they followed. Hundreds of miles. I don't know how long. I don't know how tough the terrains were. I don't know how many times. Because if you watch when they got to Bethlehem with Herod, the star disappeared. It was when they finished with the bad man. As they went to go, the star came out again. So that means they would have been looking for the star. Ah, since we came to see Herod, we've not seen our friend. Okay, look, I said, ah, see him there. They started following. So that means they would have been very diligent, focused to understand a particular star and followed it. What is your walk with Jesus? How are you following Jesus? Are you today hot? Tomorrow you are very cold. God says, I'd rather have you hot or cold, but not lukewarm. Some people are very lukewarm. And that is why the church is not having impact in this generation. That is why we're not having any impact in this generation. If not, tell me how we have all the churches in Lagos, I'm not talking about other parts of the country, alone, with the number of believers that go to church every Sunday, praise the Lord, go to programs every Friday, and other ones. And yet, 50% of the population are still Muslims. And yet, crime is multiplying every day. Because in our homes, in our work with God, in our offices, we're not living right. We are not focused. Today we are hot. Tomorrow we are cold. Sometimes we become lukewarm, neither here nor there. It's time to stake a stand for Jesus. Esther said, if I perish, I perish. You know, because the prosperity gospel, God wants you and I to prosper, don't get me wrong. But the prosperity gospel has made people believe until they see material blessing, they are not blessed. That's a lie. The rich man will not go with his wealth. That's the when you say you are blessed in Christ, this will tell you that the zero sum game is death. Right? When the rich man dies, he leaves it. When the poor man dies, he leaves it. When the healthy person dies, this body will rotten. When the person who is sick dies, this body will rotten, right? It says that the blessings of God is eternal. And you can only get these blessings of God by accepting Jesus as your Lord and Savior and sticking with Him. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The next thing that you know about the wise men, they worship the Messiah. When they saw the king, they did what? They worshipped. Even demons, when Christ came, when they see Jesus, they will tremble, say, ah! They will first of all worship. I say, why have you come to drive us away? It's not yet your time, our time. It's only you and I that he died for, who take him for granted. We come to church, we don't even worship him. Some people come to church as a ceremony. Some people come to church because they don't come. People ask them, why didn't you come? Some people come because of connection. Some people come because they want to see a girlfriend or a boyfriend. You'll be shocked. All the reasons some people come to church. For some people, is a social club. I remember when we were sent out in those days to plant a parish. And pastor said, all the house fellowship go. And I called everybody. One brother told me point blank. Sir, I'm not going. I'm not going with you, sir. I said, what's the problem? He said, there's connection in the city of David. I want to remain there. And I saw him the other day, he's still looking very poor. Because he doesn't understand what he's looking for. He doesn't understand he that has the power to give wealth, right? To create wealth. He doesn't understand it. So he's still looking at men. He's still chasing complimentary card. Instead of going after God. Praise the Lord. When he told me, I said, okay, I release him. About last few months, he now sent friendship requests on Facebook. Was now asking me, started chatting me on Messenger, what? You know, trying to find out, this is that you have been trying to find me, what am I? I said, really? So soon? Have the community cards finished? Some people have chased connection and made the connector. Because he's one that will link you up. And that is why I call him the divine orchestrator. If you focus on him, he will figure it out. He will know how he will do it. You'll be in the right place at the right time. And lives will fall for you in pleasant places. That will be somebody's testimony. Amen. Praise the Lord. They worshipped him. They worshipped him and they brought a gift. This is a season to worship God like never before. Maybe you've not had time to spend time with God. This is a season to say, God, you know what? Let me spend time with you. Show me what I need to know. Praise the Lord. They worshipped him. They fell down and worshipped him. Worshipping is not what you do in the church. Alone. When you are alone with God, when you are alone, when nobody can see, I always tell people the character of a man is tested when nobody can see what he's doing. Or when he can get away with whatever he's doing. That's when we know whether you are serving God. Worshipping God is when you are tempted to sin. You say, no, because I'm serving God, I will not do it. That's worship. Worshipping God is when the other person is doing the wrong thing. And they say, are you the only Christian? You say, yes, I'm standing my ground. If I die, I die. That is worship. People think worship is only when you start singing songs. No. By your action, you can worship God. They fell down and worshiped God. They brought him present. Present. You know, for a believer, when you worship God, what kind of present does God expect from you?
Anybody that gets it now will get one copy of my book. When you worship God, what kind of present does he expect? You know, the wise men brought presents. Right? They brought what? Presents. What does he expect from you when you're always in his presence, you know, you worship? What kind of present does he expect from you? Anybody? Even Bible scholars. This one just dropped here as I was talking. I didn't know it as a few minutes ago. Praise the Lord. Can anybody help me? Praise the Lord. Well, you know, you see, the wise men brought presents. They worshiped and they gave presents. You worship, what kind of present does God expect from you? They're mentioning, praise the Lord, he expects from... Pardon? I don't know what I'm looking for. What he expects from you and I as present is the fruit of the Spirit. As you worship him, you begin to bear those what? Fruits. That's what he expects. That is what will make him. As you come to worship, he say, this is my own son. Is that deep? Is that deep? I didn't know in a few minutes I was preaching, God just gave it to me. He said, when you worship me, the gift I expect from you is to bear the fruit of the Spirit. Can somebody give me, is it Galatians 5:22? Can you project it, please? Galatians 5:22. Galatians 5:22. You worship God. You've been coming to church every day. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such, there is no law. You worship God every time. Where is the fruit? Where is the gift? What are you bringing for him? You've been a Christian for several years, worshiping God. What is the present you are bringing to him? Where is the transformation? What has changed? Is there love? Is there faith? Is there long-suffering? Is there temperance? Is there meekness? Praise the Lord. The wise men worshiped the Messiah and they brought their gifts. Five. They were obedient to God. Remember, we're starting the wise men in the season of Christmas. They were obedient to what? To God. Remember when they met Herod? Herod said, you've done well, oh, coming to look for the Messiah in my territory. Go to Bethlehem, Judea. Search everywhere. Even me also. I want to worship this Messiah. When you see him, come and give me information. You know why? I think he was the governor of the area. And he was like, oh, so there's another king that is coming to contest my... In fact, it was a physical seat. To contest this throne with me. Please, when you find him, tell me and I will kill him. That's what he was saying. Praise the Lord. You know, when we read the Bible, is a lot easier to read than just walk away. Remember that when they saw Jesus and God appeared to them in a dream and said, don't go back to Herod. You know, they were taking a risk. Oh, before they will leave the city, armed men will have caught them. Oh, you are leaving the city without telling Herod, right? That would have been death. Praise the Lord. But they were faced with, should I obey a man or should I obey God? They chose to obey God. How many times have we faced a situation where we are, should I obey God or should I obey man? Should I obey God or should I obey the devil? And how many times have we disappointed Jesus? That's why I said this Christmas, some people will disappoint you just for a plate of food. Some people will even disappoint you just for promise. I promise to marry you. Once they just hear that word, they will just melt yakapa, like candle. You know, guys have all kinds of tricks. Once Christmas is coming, they will know what to tell them to catch them. But people that are here are wiser than that, right? They obeyed God. Isaiah 1:19. He said, if ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. If you are willing and obedient, some of us are not eating the good of the land because we are disobedience personified. If you look at us like this, there is disobedience all over the place. He said, if you are obedient and you are willing, you are zealous, you are hardworking. See, willing here can mean several things. If you are obedient, you are hardworking. If you are obedient and you are zealous, if you are obedient and are doing the right things, praise the Lord. He says, you eat the good of the land. That is why, no matter, I love Facebook so much. Sometimes I always be laughing. I always say, why am I laughing? Because I see all kinds of friends. I always be laughing. When I went to catch one, I just started looking at Facebook. You know, someone will see, say, no matter what is the economy of the jungle, the lion cannot eat grass. Praise the Lord. Then another day they will show, they come and show one old lion that is about to, that way the rings don't go in like this. And they say, even the lion sometimes will go hungry. Praise the Lord. Some of us are not being obedient. And that is why we are not partakers of the good of the land. No matter how bad the economy will be in this nation, there are still people who will partake of that goodness, and I'm one of them in the name of Jesus. If you are one of them, shout hallelujah. No matter how bad it is, there is a goodness in the land. Even when there is famine, there is goodness in that land. But he said, only those who are obedient and willing will be able to do what? Eat the good of the land. The wise men were obedient to God. They could have feared Herod. Of course, Jesus will not die. Praise the Lord. But they will have disobeyed God. And maybe they won't be remembered in the Bible. All that trip they took from the east looking for Jesus, seeing him, we have not been for nothing. That is where some people behave. They give their life to Christ. For a long time, they've abandoned a lot of things. They have searched for Jesus, worked for him. But when small temptation comes, praise the Lord, they will disobey God and follow the devil. And all that effort becomes what? A waste. That will not be our portion in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. The sixth one is that says, look, I've already handled it. It said they brought presents. What is the best gift you can give to Jesus? Total surrender to Jesus, obedience to his word, offer yourself as a living sacrifice, and of course, bear fruit of the Spirit. Win souls this period, because wise men win souls. Why do I say so? Wise men, tell your neighbor, wise men, win souls. It's not me that said it, though. Proverbs 11:30. He said, the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life. And he that winneth soul is wise. That's why most churches do programs, you know, this period to win soul. But you should win soul at all time. He said, he that winneth soul is what? It's wise. Are you a wise man? It's time to go out and tell people about Christ. If there's no other thing you will do this season, it's to tell somebody about Jesus Christ. Reflect about your life. Praise the Lord. Ask God for grace. Step out there. Even if it's one person that in this you told about Jesus. And follow up on the person diligently. You will have achieved something this season. Praise the Lord. The wise men seek Jesus. Finally. Fools say in their heart, there is no God. And that is why they don't seek Jesus. You know, I was reading something somebody posted on Facebook the other day. It said, an atheist went to a judge in the U.S. I don't know whether it's true. And he was suing that The Muslims have their own days. The Jews have their own days. Christians have their own holidays. And he brought the case. He's a very rich guy. Got a very good lawyer. Paid him handsomely. And they were arguing the case. And on the day the judge was to deliver the judgment, the judge looked up and said, yes, you're correct. But the problem is that God has already, that you already have your own day. And everybody was surprised. He said, ah, you already have your own day. And it's allowed. It's already there. He said, how? He said, April 1st is called Fool's Day. And the Bible says that the only a fool that says that there is no God. And since you don't believe in God, you are a fool. And you already have the April Fool Day as your holiday. Case, praise the Lord. Wise men seek Jesus. You don't see why I said, whenever I want to laugh, I just go to my Facebook page and unwind. Praise the Lord. Isaiah 55:6. It says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. You know, whenever I read the scripture, I'm a bit, you know, I don't want to use the word worried. I tend to begin to see how life goes. Anybody can go any moment. Truth of the matter is that some people will die before 31st December. Not in this assembly in Jesus' name. In the world, some people will go. Before 31st December, a lot of children will be born again. They will come into this world. Do you understand what I'm saying? But he says, seek me while I may be found. Means nobody knows the time and hour. By the time you may want to find Jesus, he's no longer there. Because you've, you know, like I always tell people, his mercy is new every day. And his mercy, sometimes I ascribe it like a long rope. You know the way you tell your friend, I'm giving you a long rope. I'm giving you mercy. I'm giving you grace, right? So as he keep on offending you, he'll keep on burning his rope. Till he reaches a point and say, you know what? Thus far, no more. Some people's length of mercy is from here to Abuja. And if you follow such a person, if your own length of mercy is from here to here, that's why you see some two people committing the same offense. One person will get away with it, and that person will go in for it, because they have different length of what? Mercy. Seek me while I may be found. Let us bow down our heads.
Thank you for listening. We believe you have been blessed. For more information, kindly fellowship with us on Wednesdays by 6:30 p.m. for our midweek services, and Sundays by 9 a.m. for our family services at number 209 Muri Okola Street, Victoria Island, Lagos. Or visit us on Facebook at Kingdom Disciples Assembly.